This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 9:09. My Alice obsession is Jane. You see that picture that she just
Jane
put up?
Is smoking hot, super smart. She's a business phenom and does the best afternoon show in the country.
Right. Whoa. And Jane knows how to take a picture. Jane.
Yeah, she does.
Did she just put it up on Instagram?
She's got one up on Instagram. I just looked at it. I'm like, holy crap. Like, she just knows, got a great face and everything, but she just knows how to just take the most badass picture.
Well, I don't want to.
You're looking at it, it's all blue.
Say too much, but she's also this thin, wiry, she almost looks like she's in The Nightmare Before Christmas, like with the thin,
puppety,
long arms,
right?
And the long, thin legs. She's
big eyes and the, you know, just the most porcelain skin you ever saw.
Oh, yeah, there's the picture right there.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Great
say,
picture.
Damn, crazy. Girl.
Damn. Blowing a little smoke up Jane's ass today.
Well, look at her.
I know.
How could you not? She's fire.
Beautiful.
Sheesh.
Jane told me that we have to give away tickets for Universal Studios Hollywood right now.
Oh, she did.
Call by telepathy. We're very in tune with each other. Calling number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Instantly wins a 4-pack of tickets for Universal Studios Hollywood to experience Jurassic World The Ride and gets in the running for the grand prize trip for four, including airfare, hotel stay, and 2-day park tickets. So call now, 800-400-3697. Nicole is in to help us out and get our winner. I want to thank Kim and Lori, whose real name is Dolores, apparently. That's crazy. So her sister wrote in and told me like everything about Lori.
Let me hear that.
So here's the email before we talk to these guys.
Oh, she said which sister? How many? Oh, you have a lot of sisters, right?
She has 8 sisters and 1 brother. 10 All kids right. total.
We know stuff about you.
Yeah, wow. We know some stuff. Hi, you guys. My sister, Lori, and her friend Kim will be in attendance at your show on Friday. I don't know if there's interaction with them, but my sister Lori is super funny. And she honks when she laughs. Have you heard any honking?
I haven't heard any honking today.
Does Kim corroborate that?
Yeah.
Oh, she knows she about the honking. She's a huge fan of both of you. Super excited to be there. If there's a chance, ask her about Pickles the Clown story or the Tip Jar at Togo story.
What?
We've got time. I mean, I want to hear which one do... Which one? Oh, are we picking Pickles the Clown? Get her on a mic, please.
Come here, Lori.
This is from Karen, sibling number 8.
Keep your headphones on so you can hear.
Headphones on.
And talk right into the mic.
So Pickles, it might be a little bit longer, so maybe I should just tell the Togo story.
Maybe you should. I don't know. Well, first, actually, let's start with how did you acquire the prize of being the producers for the day?
Kim. So I was at Music in the Mission in Fremont.
Uh-huh.
They had a fundraiser. And I bid on this, and I was just determined to get it, so I outbid everybody else. And
fantastic.
I won. How much was it?
60, 70 bucks?
I paid like $2,200.
All right!
Whoa.
We were some money! Woo! Not only did she pay $2,200, she brought breakfast in, too.
Well,
that was courtesy of Kristen Lane and Gail Stewart.
So that was part of the package, I see.
I already had to get
the winners.
Before. 2 to make burritos was not happening.
Yeah. So, well, thank you for bringing them in either way.
Sure.
So, Kim, your friend Lori, she's a super fan, so you just decided to bring her? Or?
Yes. So
lucky
Kim
Lori.
Kim is actually my sister Karen, who wrote in, her neighbor. So Karen's probably mad at me because Kim took me instead of her.
Oh, I see.
But I listen to you guys all the time.
All right, tell me the Togo's tip jar story.
So my memory's like going out the window, and I don't remember anything.
I feel you, darling.
And so I was ordering sandwiches about a month ago, and so she said, would you like anything else? I said, no, and then I grabbed some chips. I put them on the counter. I said, okay, I'll grab some chips. Okay, so, you know, go down to the cash register. They'll ring you up. So I'm standing there, and so the guy's ringing me up, and he's kind of looking me up and down like this, you know, and I'm like,
oh,
what?
Getting checked out.
And I look down. my chips are still on the counter, but I'm holding their tip jar.
Oh. You grabbed the tip jar and brought it down instead of the chips.
I'm like, what am I doing?
Chips, tips, so
like,
close.
Well, that's what's coming. I was wondering.
I should have taken your tips.
I should have reached in and just paid for it with that. Right.
Well, I was going to pay for my sandwich now.
Yeah.
Very cute.
I'll write in and tell you the pickle story.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind hearing the pickle story. Well, thank you guys very much. And thanks
a million
for breakfast.
Real quick, Sarah, though, I want them to mention the organization.
Oh, yes, please
once
do.
More.
Okay, so...
Oh, Kim's looking it up on her phone.
So the purpose of Music in the Mission is to bring like out of the box chamber music to all generations and teach music education in local schools. That's in Fremont. And also a large part of the funds raised go to the annual Chamber Fest, which is a 2-week intensive music program for kids with a concert at the end. And they also give out scholarships.
Oh, very nice. Well, thank you. We're happy to be a part of it. And thanks for paying all kinds of money.
Yeah.
Come and see us.
Thanks to Kristen for all the breakfasts.
We give those out. We only have a few that we give out every year, and we try to give them to an organization that's going to raise some good money. That's going to give us food.
Right. Before I get to the text, I want to say or mention that our friends at Bananas at Large are having a big grand opening tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So go to San Rafael and check out their new location and all the stuff they've got going on, including food trucks.
Should
and
be
more.
A nice day, too. 11 to 5, grand opening, better late than never, grand opening event at Bananas. And all kinds of cool giveaways. So if you're
cool giveaways and a lot of stuff for kids, too, and some demonstrations going on. So, it sounds really neat.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say.
Okay.
I mentioned that college football begins this weekend, and 415 wrote in and said, there's no Cal game this weekend.
Oh.
Right. There's just two games, and then the full season kicks off. I think it's like midweek, Thursday or something like that. Oh. But I did want to mention or ask, where do we write your son about free tickets to games? How do we...
You can send those to my house. I'll make sure he gets them.
Okay.
Does Riley at RadioAllis.com
work? Yeah, sure. Riley at RadioAllis.com.
All right, good. You go to a game, won't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John wants to go.
Yeah.
Riley has no line on free tickets, guys. Oh. You may have to pay for those.
Well, I'm sure he can just ask around.
Yeah.
Ask him to ask around.
Ask your football friends, hon. They come over to Nerd Central all the time, don't they?
Vinny, Harley are adding electric motorcycles, too.
Oh.
Yeah, this story, though, is about electric bikes.
Bicycles,
right. So, and it's, look, they're known for very specifically for their motorcycles.
They're badass rides.
Right. So, any company wants to add to their portfolio, but they're in particular kind of hamstrung by their image.
Yep.
We can't put out certain things.
Well, maybe they'll have like a leather coating on the bikes with like wings. And
maybe.
Yeah.
I'm sure they had to think about
black
that.
Black and orange.
How's this going to look?
Right. Or is it like brown and orange? What color is it?
It's orange and black.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Saw Yastrzemski play a couple of weeks ago at AT&T Park. Pretty amazing since I remember watching his grandfather play at Fenway Park.
It's so crazy. Like, I think I was a little girl when Yastrzemski retired.
Probably, yeah.
Right?
Well, if he went to the Hall of Fame in 89, you were.
Right.
I disagree with Rachel's selections. You guys should play If I Were a Man, I'd Be the Man.
Oh,
that's
was
from
that
Taylor,
a new Taylor Swift.
Swift yeah,
song?
I don't know.
What do you want from me?
Vaughn, that was amazing.
Yeah, Vaughn.
Mm-hmm. I like Vaughn's album.
Yeah, Vaughn. It was great.
Yeah, Vaughn. It's available everywhere. That's why it's called X, letter X, Existence. Vonda Wizard, all one word. Vaughn, V-O-N-D-A, Wizard.
Vinny, it's only 1 week until the new Tool album. Have you been listening to the single last couple weeks as usual? It's so long, you could listen to it 3 times during your commute.
Uh-huh.
I haven't listened to any of the new Tool yet, but I will buy the record the day it's out.
Mm.
I love that band, and I'm going to go see them live. I don't get out much, but I will get out for that.
There was some other concert you were talking about going to.
Our boss is talking, and I don't think this is public knowledge yet, but he's got something going on down south that...
Oh, that he invited you to.
If I can find a way to be released from my duties... I would love to be at that.
Well, if you want a day off, I'm sure he's the guy to ask, right?
Yeah, that'd be the guy to ask.
No doubt about it.
No, I think Christina's the guy to ask.
I wasn't talking about my duties here.
Oh, darn it.
I was talking about my duties at
my house.
Tell
her it's a work thing. Plenty of times she pulls out, oh, it's a work thing.
It's funny that you thought that. You thought I meant him.
Oh, no, you know.
I was talking about my wife.
The old ball and chain.
Yeah.
Game over, man. Game over.
Damn autocorrect. That was supposed to say paddling.
Oh.
And the comment on don't say it out loud was in reference to the water sports. LMAO. It's Friday.
Oh.
Yeah, you keep.
I like it.
Anyway.
It's Friday. Friday. By the way, did you know that Vaughn, during the breaks on Fridays, if we do a Friday montage, he plays the montage over and over. He plays that during the breaks.
Oh, I actually didn't know that, but I think someone texted that in.
Yeah. I walked in. I'm like, hey, that's us. He goes, oh, yeah, I played that. I'm like, oh.
Did it look fun? Did it look like you were having fun?
Yeah, well, kind of.
Vinny, this is from Forward 5. Vinny, did you read the chapters about Ocean Beach in Barbarian Days? Pretty gnarly. I have read Barbarian Days. I liked it. And, yeah, Ocean Beach is featured in a big part of the book. And actually, they mention Wise Surf Shop and Bob Wise, who's like a San Francisco
icon.
Yeah, surf icon. Yeah, right. He's in the book too.
Well, I thought I've heard you say you don't love surfing there.
Ocean Beach is hard,
right?
At best, that's the best, nicest way I can describe that surf spot. It's a very difficult place to surf.
Doesn't it suck you sideways?
There's a very strong current, among other things. Mm. I personally, it can take you 45 minutes. This is just me. I'm sure you guys are all way better than me. You're so good. But it can take 45 minutes just to get out there.
To get one way.
And then, right, just to get out, and then you're out and you realize, I'm a mile down the beach. How'd that happen? Mm. It's just heavy. It's a heavy spot. Mm. The people who surf there a lot dedicate themselves to it.
So what you need is one of those little jet ski friends.
It'd be nice to be pulled out.
Pull
past
you out.
The
pull
the
you
wash,
back to where
right.
You're supposed
sure.
to be.
Absolutely.
That'd be a fun thing to do.
They don't
have.
Let that happen, though.
Oh, no jet skis there?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Peppa, what are you doing in my news break? Yeah, I just wanted to talk about Peppa Pig. I like her.
Sure. Hasbro just paid $4 billion for her. And other things.
Freud says,
bong, bing,
the gastroenterologist will discuss the procedure with you. You don't have to show your butt. Prep before the procedure is the worst part of it.
They don't just look at it and...
You know, I don't know. That's why
good
I asked.
One. I guess that's worth checking out.
Then there is better prep now that has half the volume to drink.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's good. Because a gallon sounds like a lot.
It's a lot. I don't think I've ever finished it.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Then you're so funny. They don't want to look at your butt any more than you want them to.
Yeah, they do. That's why they became that kind of doctor.
Right.
Because they love butts. They love ass of all kinds.
Do they?
Yeah. That's why they became that kind of doctor. Please. Obviously. They can deny it all they want. I don't believe it for a second.
Just the cheeks, or do you want me to?
The whole bend over, pull apart. You want it all? I want it all. I want it all. I want it all, and I want it now. No. See, my band name, please don't. That would be perfect right now.
Hi, radio family. My girlfriend and I love listening to you guys in the morning when we wake up. Today's her birthday, and it would absolutely make her entire month if you guys would wish her a happy birthday to her for me. I had to leave the house before she woke, so it would be perfect. Thank you guys so much either way.
What's her name?
Do I have either of their names or what age they
are? Come
on. None.
You failed.
Look at the neighboring text. Is there any indication that maybe they... Well, happy birthday, mystery person and your mystery friend. And your mystery age.
It was such a nice try, but you have to put the name in there.
Yeah. We don't know who you are.
But we love you.
We do love you. Very loving people over here on the Alice Morning Show.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people wrote in about solar. There's a lot of different deals about solar. I don't know them all. I know the missus worked at Sun
City?
One of them. Sun Power.
Oh, yeah.
for a minute. And there's a lot of different deals that ours, we don't make payments on. Someone wrote, oh, you're probably, we're not. Right. I do the bills.
Well, then you it, do own
so
it.
So they either, they bought it and right. we got it with the house, or we paid off as part of the purchase of that, whatever went down.
Right.
We don't make payments on it.
I was going to say, that's probably part of the deal. If a house gets transferred, the ownership gets transferred.
Yeah, I can imagine that there would be
some kind of
a
settlement
lot of different
that.
Possibilities, though. You mm-hmm. would need to read that stuff or have your real estate agent read it. Because that would
that
be...
That sounds more reasonable.
Having someone come and take them off as you're moving in would be a real...
Yeah, that'd be a bummer. Oh,
pisser.
I thought we were getting solar. Oh, well.
You're going to patch those holes, though, right?
No, that's not part of the deal. Enjoy your new home. Solar free.
Some people wrote in with guesses about what you're doing this weekend.
Did they get it right?
Some of them did. Yeah. Yeah, some of them did get it.
Well, I'll tell you for sure on Monday. It's not hard to guess. I mean, we made a lot of comments about it. I'm excited, though. It's going to be fun. It's fun to give gifts and stoke people out, you know? It's nice. I just know he's going to love it, so.
Yeah.
I always hate, though, when injuries become part of the
Oh,
event.
Jesus. Don't. Well,
that's
what are you trying
bad.
To curse me?
No, of course not.
Oh, feels like it. Oh.
Here's a new skateboard. What? That's how you broke your ankle? Oh.
Well, that's too bad. Is that considered my fault? Or would you have done that anyway on your own? All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you, guys, for another great week of radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pleasure being here and doing business with you.
I'm going to go show my ass to some guy. You guys have a good one.
Oh, he's going to love it.
Lucky
oh, my
guy.
God, you buff it
Send
all
us
up.
A picture.
Get a spray tan.
Of my ass?
Yeah.
All right.
I've seen the front.
Those.
I'd like to see the back.
That guy's dying to see
you. I'm pretty sure you've seen the back, too, you two.
Oh, yeah,
I'm pretty sure
have.
You've seen all the stuff. But
well, we
all right.
you get cast in plaster.
Mm-hmm,
it's fantastic.
Good times.
A lot of people have seen your ass.
Yeah. I saw it all shiny, gold, gleaming,
years,
perfectly
not
tan.
Not much left to the
you
imagination.
You've long enough, and you've basically seen it all. Mm-hmm. Twice.
Oh, well.
Or three times.
Right.
I've lost
I think you've
count.
Seen mine, too, so I think we're even.
Let's all just get naked right now and get it over with.
All right.
Not you, Bryn. Get out.
Hey.
Alex, on the other hand, can
late.
Stay.
Oh, Alex.
Yeah, we like Alex.
All right.
Tell your mom Alex to stop like... writing in, though. That's terrible.
Yeah. Weird.
Super weird.
Jesus won't let him. All right, so listen, you guys, have a great weekend.
You too.
Be safe in whatever you do, and I'm going to come back.
You too.
Thank you. I will. I'm
take
sure
pictures.
I will. Take lots of pictures.
Maybe have your boy wrap your ankles.
Yeah, oh my God, that's probably, or just bubble wrap my whole body.
Keep you safe.
That's probably the way to go. I don't wear my own helmet. I'm definitely going to bring my own helmet. Anyway, have a good one, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Okay. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.